from Hutton. I'm Chafing, and he's a Rudolph Hucker.
This is your weekly show from the galaxy's nearest, furthest orbital, and tonight's show is dedicated to all those dodgy individuals out there.
In tonight's headlines...
Pirate invasion feels Alvin's bite.
Co-Kerry election swings in Hutton's direction.
Wolf 124 declared new home of new hops.
Major General injures himself again.
Planning application submitted for a new naughty step.
First tonight, there was a minor fracas at Hutton this week, after a phalanx of dastardly pirates sent by Don Antonacci landed at Hutton Orbital and poured out into the station, armed to the teeth and demanding to be taken to our leader. Nurse Wyeth, first on the scene, sounded the alarm. At this point, unfortunately, Alvin's brand new identity collar turned into the alarm signal and started to vibrate, alerting him to the incident. The pirates were confronted by a flying four-legged furball of zero-G vibrating anger with teeth at the business end and business at the other end, and vibrating harder than one of Lael's special devices. Accompanied by a phalanx of Momus Bog Spaniels from his security detachment and a passing cocker called Susan, Alvin disengaged his mag booties, engaged his jacket-mounted zero-G thrusters, and set about the pirates with the kind of enthusiasm normally reserved for his favourite Thargoid chew toy. With the vibration of his collar giving his ears a strangely hypnotic sine wave appearance, there was tearing, there was screaming, there were pleas for mercy. Those were from casual observers. The pirates were wholly unprepared for a golden bundle of fluffy anger, and it showed. They ran. Unfortunately, Alvin has placed the entire Hutton space in lockdown until he gets the nasty taste out of his mouth.
Great news, as that ongoing thorn in our side, Cockery, has finally declared a complete roller. In the latest election, population have turned onto their backs, put their bellies skyward, and demanded to be given the kinds of belly rubs that are normally reserved for guests at Wonders Emporium at Hutton. We're delighted to announce that Co-Kerry will, in the next day, be joining Hutton Space as the latest system to appreciate good gin, great mugs, and absolutely no totalitarian teeth back in, and absolutely no totalitarian jackbooted government types. We give the population of Co-Kerry, or Cockery, whichever you prefer, a hearty for the mug.
For the mug! Wolf 124 was announced as the home of the most cooperative of PS4 commanders this week, as Willy Sport became the location for our latest wing from Hutton. Joining Hotbox with Van Man and Star, this Hutton wing have controversially named themselves Hops, after Hops Hopped No More. Hutton Orbital PlayStation commanders are invited to attend the first PS4 meet at Willy Sport on the 30th of September for shenanigans, wings, and bounty hunting in Hutton Space, along with Commander Zabadak 777. But more on Zabadak later in the show.
We bring sad news that Major General Noctivegas has been admitted yet again to Hutton's infirmary after a rather unfortunate incident with a chest expander. In preparation for Frontier Expo early next month in Seoul, he realized that his chest wasn't actually broad enough for all the medals that Alvin had bestowed upon him. In an effort to fix this, he started working with an ancient chest expander found in a dig site on Seoul. Unfortunately, due to the level of perspiration on his exertion, he stripped to the waist and promptly managed to catch all of his chest hair in the chest expander. He was found two hours later, lying on the exercise room floor and whimpering whilst contemplating the ever-worrying question, to yank it off or not. It turns out that removing it with a circular saw was probably not the wisest of solutions. We have reassured all Hutton commanders that the Major General will be returning to active duty soon, and that there will be no lasting effects from his ordeal. Get well soon, Nocti.
Zabadak 777, mentioned earlier in this broadcast, unfortunately became the latest Hutton commander to visit the Naughty Step in Trepan, reserved for commanders that get it all wrong. Unfortunately, he managed to assist our opposition in Kokeri by kissing all the wrong babies, publishing all the wrong policies, and admitting live on air that he did not have relations with that python. With at least half of Hutton's team having been relegated to the Naughty Step in the last 3 weeks, including Clipster, Clopster, our own Psycho Cow, what did he do? And of course, everyone from the SDC plus the Don's minions, we've had to build a bigger one. We're now considering moving them all to our newest prison planet, but for the time being, they're all having a time out.
Right, well, that's it. The news is done. Next, we've got a little bit of music. Then the bit that everybody's waiting for. The return of Dr. Arcanon. But first, dear co-presenter.
Yes?
Do you know what's coming up next?
I haven't got a clue.
Well, especially for all of the crazy people out there, and especially for Zabadak 777 and all those dodgy people on the Naughty Step. We've got...
Oh, yes. We've got the reasons probably why they did it wrong.
It's all far too much. Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Yes. And we'll be back. So don't touch that dial. Oh, I touched the dial. It went wrong.